When bad things happen to good robots. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a really cute idea. Design a talking robot that would hitchhike. Drivers would pick him up. He'd say where he wanted to go. They'd take him there. It was an experiment designed by a couple of Canadian researchers to see if robots could trust humans. They called it Hitchbot. And last year, it hitchhiked across Canada in 3 weeks, then across Germany, then the Netherlands. Then last month, it was dropped off in Massachusetts to hitchhike across the U.S. It got as far as Philadelphia.
You just picked up by a hitchhiking robot. This is so weird.
On Saturday, it was picked up by Jesse Wellens, the host of a hugely popular YouTube channel called Boyfriend vs. Girlfriend.
We got to take this robot over to see the Liberty Bell.
But then it got late.
Listen, you're on your own, buddy. You're going to have to hitch a ride. I think we just got to leave him.
They just left it in downtown Philadelphia at night, where it was discovered vandalized and with a dead battery. And suddenly, Twitter filled up with tweets apologizing for America and Philadelphia. But wait a minute. If you're out to test whether robots can trust humans in the real world, you don't run your test in Canada or Germany or the Netherlands or some other fairy tale country. You need to see if it can survive Philadelphia, which it did not. And so it is thanks to Philadelphia that the Canadians can go back to the drawing board and build a real robot that doesn't mess around. And when that new generation of robots finally does enslave us, history will record that it all began when a robot that was just a little too nice was mugged after a visit to the Liberty Bell. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.